Good morning. This is John. I'm doing the Daily Inspirations. And yesterday we read verse 6 and 7. And today we want to continue reading here. We're actually just doing a few verses at a time because I believe sometimes the word, keeping it simple and breaking it down, has a deeper feeding than if we take a large volume, and maybe sometimes we don't always represent Christ when we take much in. It bulks us down, and we don't always get the value out of it that we should. And as I spoke the last few mornings, concerning us being a three-part being, body, soul, and spirit, and the spirit we receive, that is instantaneous action when we get born again, when we receive the spirit. And God does sometimes infuse us with more of the spirit as we subject the flesh to the control of the spirit. And our soul part, our thoughts and emotions, are sanctified as we yield to the spirit. And are many times in our personal lives, our wrestling is the flesh wanting its way versus submitting to the spirit. And so this is what we're seeing here. I'm going to read verse 7 again. He says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not yet, believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Receiving the end of your salvation, even the salvation, the end of your faith, sorry. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And so we see that God saves our soul. He saves our soul from the destruction of the flesh. But as we live in this life, and we have received the Spirit of God, and God is sanctifying our souls, cleansing our souls, removing the dross through the fires and the trials of life, as we yield to the Spirit, there comes a time that we receive the full salvation of our souls, being freed from this body, being freed from this earth, being freed from the things that hold us back, and being free to walk in the Spirit of Christ, in the Spirit of God. But God wants us to have an eternal perspective as we look at these things. Because he's in this life, he's trying us with fire, and we're like gold being sanctified, and it's like gold that the more it goes through the fire, the more of the trash is taken out, and the more it shines, and the more glory it brings to God. So that's the way our faith is. And there's coming a time when we will walk in our full salvation, and there is no more wrestling, there is no more war, there is no more, we will no longer be living in enemy territory. See, because we are strangers and pilgrims. We're foreigners here. We don't belong here. We have a better place that we belong to. And the secret to spiritual victory is to subject our feelings and emotions to the Word of God. There's many times Satan wants us to look at the Christian walk as being a burden, as being heavy, as being, it is a cross, because the flesh can't have its way. But living in the Spirit is glorious. It is victorious. It is awesome. It is God glorifying. And Satan wants us to look at it as a drudgery, as a burden. I did a message here about a week and a half ago out of Malachi. And do you want to know what I'm talking about? Go read the book of Malachi, how that God kept telling them, that you guys make it sound like serving me is a problem, is a burden, is a weight, is a guilt trip. God doesn't want that. God wants us to see the glory of Him concerning our lives and walking with Him. So that's all for today. Just a few verses and an admonishment to see a heavenly perspective. May God bless you.